session now, and we'll take the evening break, and we will meet again in the morning. Are we together? But before we go, it is important that I mention one or two things. Hallelujah. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, I am not teaching, I am not exhorting, I'm just trying to introduce to you where you are and why you're here. Hallelujah. We have every cause to be thankful to the Lord. It is Annual Leaders and Workers Conference 2026, and you are welcome. It's a ministers' meeting. I know this is not keeping the apostolic tradition, which is our annual church ministers' conference later on in the year. But this is a workers' conference. Hallelujah. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 9, now, Jesus, we all know, was or is, rather, is still, it's not a was, it's not a was thing. Jesus is, but according to the historical account, which we have in the four Gospels, Jesus is described as a minister of the gospel. Ministers the gospel. Now, Matthew 9, quickly, and then you look at verse 34. In 35, it says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. 37, I hope everyone is reading with me. Then he said unto his disciples, all the disciples, he says, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. See the import of this tomorrow and through the conference. He says, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Tell your neighbor, say, there's no time to waste. No time. One of the things you will come in contact with when you contact the things of God is what we call the spirit of urgency. Now, if I had my time, I would take us from now into 1 a.m. But again, I would just pause. And I would do that. It's a kind of a punishing or putting a ban or a beam, not on the spirit of God, of course, but upon myself. Why? Because, again, there's that urgency working here. All right. So permit me to not follow some protocols like we would introduce ourselves and this. There's an urgency to the things of God. Urgency. 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 Know ye not that by now I ought to be about my Father's business at age 12? Why not wait till you finish the university? No! There's an urgency to the things of God. Urgency. Why not wait till you get married? There is what? Urgency. Someone say urgency. Lord, let me go and bury my father. And he says what? Let the dead do what? Bury the dead, but you go and what? Preach the kingdom of God. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgencies. Someone say urgencies. The lack of urgency is what we call lethargy. Urgency. There's an urgency to the things of God. There's an urgency. So one of the things, what is that useless thing in your hand? What is that useless thing you are holding? Throw it away. Throw it away. Immediately throw it away. And get the Bible. Are we together? In the minister's conference. They're holding one unfortunate material. Are we together? So the urgency. Urgency. There's an urgency to the things of God. So one of the things you contact when you come in contact with the Spirit of God, when you come near the Spirit of God, you have no lighting material. Are we together? When you come close, when you begin to associate, when a man comes in contact with the Spirit of God, one of the foremost virtues that you pick up is what? Urgency. Someone say, now. I have to pray when? Now. I have to pray when? Now. I have to go and evangelize when? Now. I have to pick my Bible and study when? Now. I have to be in the church service when? Now. I have to engage in the work of the ministry when? Now. Someone say now. So God is a God of what? Now. Is it clear? Is it clear? Is it clear? Look at everyone. Anything that can be put to later is not God. If it can be done later, it is not of what? It is not of God. So before I close tonight, and I'm giving you a thought, because of how you are going to use your early morning till daybreak. So I can't leave you without a thought as I'm giving you this. So look at this. The moment a man comes in contact with the Spirit of God, the Spirit, the breath, the Bible writers describe the Spirit of God as the wind of God. Is it clear? The wind. Now you observe that wind and postponing don't work together. The wind blows and moves immediately. When the wind is around, you will sense it when? Immediately. 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 In fact, Jesus uses the word wind to describe the dynamics of the man born again in John 3. He says, as the wind bloweth and listeth, and no man can tell where it's coming from, neither can anyone tell where it's going, so is the man that is what? Born of the Spirit. So the things of the Spirit is synonymous to wind. Now, the wind is also descriptive of that which influences, that which leads you, that which inspires you. The wind. You see, in 2 Peter 1, around verse 18 and 19, he spoke about, he says, no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation, but holy men of God, he says, spake as they were inspired, as they were moved of the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 3:15, he says, and from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, we are able to make it wise of the salvation through faith, which is carried on. He says, verse 16 rather, he says, all scripture are given by the breath of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture are given by the inspiration, the same word that implies the wind of God. So the wind is described as that which influences. Wind is described as that which leads, that which influences, that which leads, that which steers you up. So a contact
with the word wind or spirit, which are the same words used. The word used in the Hebrew is the word ruach or ruach. And the same word ruach is used for breath, used for wind, is used for the spirits. Similar to the word pneuma in the Greek, which is also the same word that is used to describe the wind, is also used to describe the spirit. So when the Bible writer says the Spirit of God, you can translate that statement as the wind of who? The wind of God. They're saying the same thing. The wind of God. So he says that which inspires. So God inspires man. Are we together? God leads man. Are we together? God moves men. Are we together? So when God moves you, you ought to respond how urgently? Now. You get it? The move of God requires what? Urgency. That means, if I am to move together with God, if I am to do what God wants, if I am to achieve what God is on motion to achieve, we're going to see that in the morning, being born again. If we are going to walk with God, if we are going to lay hold on the supplies and the provisions of God, I must act out of what? Urgency. Get up, take the wife, your the mother, and the baby out of what? Of the city. And the man got up, how urgently? Immediately. Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get it? He gets up when? Immediately. He said, "Who art thou, Lord? Who art thou, Lord?" And Jesus responded, he said, "I am Jesus whom thou what? Whom thou persecutest. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest." He says, "It is hard for thee to kick against the priests." Acts 9 verse 6. "And in trembling and astonished, thou Saul of Tarsus, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Immediately. He's already asking the question, "What wilt thou have me to do?" Immediately. "What wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told you what you should do." And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. He says, hearing the voice, but seeing no man. And Saul did what? Arose from the earth. Did what? When he had the open, he saw no man. When he led him by hand and brought him to Damascus, and he was there 3 days out of sight. He says, without sight. He says, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in the vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Behold, I am here, Lord." And the Lord said unto him, Acts 9 verse 11, "Arise and go to the city called Straight, and inquire or in the house of Judas of one," he says, "called Saul of Tarsus, for behold he prayed, and he has seen the vision, the man named Ananias coming and putting his hand upon him that he might receive sight." And Ananias answered, "Lord, I have asked my many of this man how much evil he had done, he says, so that I said at Jerusalem, and here he had authority from the chief priests to bind them that all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for the chosen vessel unto me to bear thy name, and before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name." And Ananias did what? Went his way. You see two things. He appears to Saul of Tarsus, and he gives him instruction. And then you see Saul of Tarsus gets up immediately and heeds the instruction. He goes, he appears to Ananias, and then Ananias again, he responds immediately. He gets up, he went his way, entered into the house. Look at what he does immediately. Putting his hands on him. Tell your neighbor, say, no delay. Tell your neighbor tonight, say, no delay. Put your hands on your neighbor's shoulder. Say, I bind every influence that sponsors delay to God's instruction around you. You come off it tonight. Hallelujah. Say, no delay. Look at that. Earlier on in chapter 8, preceded by the account of Philip,
If you look at Philip right in verse 5, he says he had been to Samaria and he had preached the word of the Lord. Now, by the time you look at verse 6, he says the people who went and caught Gabriel unto the things which we spread here and see the miracles which he did. Unclean spirit carried the loud voice came out of them, many and were possessed of him, and many taken with palsy that were lame were healed. There was great joy in the city. But there was a man called Simon. Now, by the time you read on, you see in verse 14. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them what? Peter and John. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Again, in verse 25. And there, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of Samaritans. 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise, go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he did what? Arose and went. He arose and went. Acts 8. Are we together? Acts 9. Look at Acts 10. In Acts 10, in verse 1, again you see, Acts 10, verse 1. Hallelujah. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band of the called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision evidently about the ninth hour of the day an angel of God coming to him and said unto him, Cornelius. When he had looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms come up from the memorial before God, and now send men to Joppa for one called Simon, whose surname is Peter. The Lord with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. When the angel of the Lord, when the angel who spoke Cornelius was departed, he did what? He called two of his household servants, and the devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. When he had declared to them the things unto them, he says, send them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their way and drew near unto the city. Again, we see urgency in how the centurion responded to the angelic instruction. But again, we see in verse 9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city of Peter, went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and became very hungry, would have eaten, but while he made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open. The shouting vessel descended on him, or to him, says, there had been a great ship indeed at the four corners and let down on the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts, he says, of the earth, wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the earth. And there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. He went on and on again. Now, while Peter doubted himself what his vision he had seen should mean, behold, the men were sent from Cornelius and made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore, get thee down, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have what? Sent them. Verse 21, everyone ready to go, want to go. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from what? Cornelius, and behold, I am he whom you seek. Okay? What is the cause wherefore you are come? Hallelujah. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. Someone say urgency. So a contact with the wind of God, a contact with the inspiration of God, a contact with the breath of God, a contact with the Spirit of God, is a contact with supernatural urgency. In this conference, it will be your portion. You will find it easy to instill urgency to the things called of God to be done. It will not be difficult. Urgency. Someone say urgency. Urgency. What is urgency? Urgency means it can't wait. 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 It can't wait for one more year. It has to happen when? Now.
It has to happen when? Now. Urgency to the things of God. God must be worshipped when? Now. God must be obeyed when? Now. The word of God must be acted upon when? Now. The church of God has to be built when? Now. Lives have to be reached when? Now. Souls have to be saved when? Now. Men have to be healed when? Now. Men have to be taught the word when? Now. Churches have to be planted when? Now. I have to preach the gospel when? Now. I have to minister the things of the Spirit when? Now. I have to go on evangelism when? Now. I have to start raising disciples when? Now. I have to start learning the word when? Now. Every other thing can wait except what? The service of who? The service of God. Now! Someone say now.
Now. Urgency. I leave you with that tonight. In this conference, we have come to contact urgency. Because the Lord has more for us. He has more for you and I. Think about what God has led you into over the years. There is more. There is more. There is more. There is more to see. There is more to hear. There is more to learn. There are more discoveries to make. I make discoveries by the Holy Ghost. There are more visions to see. There are more instructions to receive. You say in this conference, Lord, instruct me. I want to hear new things. I want to hear new things. Lord, instruct me. Instruct me. Instruct me. I'm just a child. I'm just a child. I'm that young boy. I'm that young girl. I am your boy, Lord. I am your girl, Lord. Lord, more, more. Open my heart for more. I open my heart for more. I open my heart for more. Lord, my heart is open. I want to hear more. I want to see more. I want to know more. I want to receive more. So I can do more. So I can have more. Pray for yourself with the Holy Ghost. More. The wisdom of God, there is more wisdom. How far has the Lord moved you? By the zeal of the Spirit of God, there is more zeal. How much stability have you received through the revelation of the word? There is more revelation. How many lives and how many souls have been impacted? How many souls have been influenced by the Spirit of God? There are more souls to influence. More. In this conference, tonight, as you go to bed, as you break our fast, as we have breaks, prayer sessions, there's grace for more. Effortless more. In simple, quiet sessions, there will be rushes of the Holy Ghost. Quietness and eruptions
this together. More your son's ministry. More in our prayer ministry. More in our teaching ministries. More in the things of the Spirit. More in our love walk. More in our honor walk. More in our walk and walk of faith. More in our understanding of God's word and His counsel.
People are